Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
So we wanted to open up the TBS vent line for Burt Show listeners to share a favorite memory, say goodbye, or say good riddance. Because if you've missed the memo, because I posted something about like October 24th, and it's a horse reaching his head into a car window, and there's a kid sitting there holding a bucket like they went through a safari or something like that, and the animals, and the kid's like, ah! And the horse is like, ah! And I'm like, the horse is October 24th, and that kid is me as it comes closer. And somebody hit me up, and they're like, what's happening October 24th?
Yeah, it's hard for us to remember that. People come to the show, they leave the show. Yep. Some listen for 2 minutes at a time, some listen for 2 hours at a time, right?
Exactly. So October 24th, the curtain is closing on The Burt Show. And this show would be nothing without The Burt Show listeners, The Burt Show fam, The Burt Show community. So we wanted to make sure we opened the floor to you so you can either, like I said, share a favorite memory, just say goodbye, or like I said, give us the verbal bird and like whatever you want to do. So the vent line, 404-954-1360. 404-954-1360. Give us a ring.
So I am so glad I have the relationship with Jackson that I have. And I think most of you guys, that he was comfortable enough saying this to me yesterday. And I was so glad he did. So I'm sitting down in his office yesterday and we're just shooting it. And he says to me, so are we just supposed to smile through the pain? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, are we all just supposed to sort of pretend what's going on here? This may be a very raw segment you're about to hear. So I said, well, save it. You know what? Let's have this talk on the air because as Burt from The Burt Show, I realize over years that I don't know the chatter that goes on behind the scenes. A lot of times, I will see the best faces of people, but then I realize when I'm not in the room, there's real, raw, authentic chatter going on. So a lot of times when you're that person, you can't really test the temperature because everybody's trying to like please you, right?
Well, there's that. And we've also, we've tried to protect you from some stuff so you didn't have to worry about it, just depending on situations. But yeah, I have been envious over the years how blissfully ignorant you are of certain situations.
And I thank you for that.
And it's not you. It's sincerely, like, it's not you being like avoidant or anything. You're just oblivious.
I don't know that that's true. Like my gut has never lied. Like I've seen things in studio that my gut was telling me were going on, and I'm just like, you know what? It's not that bad. When the truth of the matter is, it was bad, and I just put it off and put it off and put it off. In some of those situations. Ended badly, right? So Jackson hits me up yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do this on the show. Let's do this on the air. Let's really ask what is going on with everybody, because I'm kind of curious also.
So it's family therapy time.
It's family therapy time, man. Go for it.
Yeah. You know, when you came by, I asked the obligatory, like, how you feeling kind of question. I feel like I've asked that to basically everybody here about how they have felt about the show ending since we've all sort of heard the news and now that it's like, you know, this public thing. And I get very varying responses depending on who I'm talking to. But Bert, for example, with you, you're talking about like all the plans that you have afterwards and like how it probably is going to, you know, you're trying to keep yourself busy and all this stuff. And that got me thinking of like, we're all thinking 10 steps ahead right now. And I want to think a little bit more currently about how everyone's feeling. And I've noticed myself personally trying to be the optimistic person in the studio and in the office and trying to keep my head up and saying that everything's going to be okay and reassuring a lot of people around here about what their plans are and things like that. But I find myself when I get home or even when I'm driving in feeling like pretty sentimental about things and thinking like, you know, if I complain about getting up early in the morning, kind of trying to rearrange the way that I'm thinking about that and being grateful for having to drive here early in the morning because there's only a few shows left that we can do that for. And it's really kind of got me feeling fairly emotional. And I know that I have not been here for very long, especially compared to the tenure of a lot of people here. And so if I'm feeling this, I figured everyone else must be feeling this, if not tenfold what I am.
Yeah, I'm going to start getting emotional now. So Jackson, Cassie, and Katie are coming over with me to Pioneer. I just didn't have enough space for everybody on the staff. So I have been taking some comfort in that. And with the others, I am trying to find some employment or with the connections that I have, trying to find some people, some places also. So I can understand how even though I'm doing this to find joy and travel and I have a different perspective on it, there's certainly some sadness, but it's very different than I'm guessing what you guys are going through. Mikey?
Well, I'm a sentimental kind of guy in general, but it's like if you're moving houses, like you already have signed a lease on a new house, you're moving houses, you have time to walk around the house and touch the stuff and get sad about it. Whenever you, I don't know, it feels like I'm getting evicted from my house. So I don't really have time to like be like, oh, this was fun. I just got to be like, all right, I got to figure out what I'm going to do here. I'm getting thrown out on the street. So I don't know. I hope that as it gets closer, I can start being sad about it.
Kristen, where are you at right today?
I was about to ask. I'm like, it depends on the day because you can hold space for more than one emotion at a time. I think we have expressed that over the years on the show. Like, it's more than one emotion can coexist. And today, I'm okay. There's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of sentimentality. There's been a lot of like, thinking back and just looking at the last 14 years that I've been fortunate enough to be here. So it solidly depends on the day. Am I happy the show is ending? No, absolutely not. Am I also excited of what the future holds? Sure. Am I also terrified of what the future holds? Sure. And it's, I really don't thrive in the unknown. So I feel like this is the universe's way of me flexing that muscle. And it's just going to ultimately make me a better person.
Cass?
I think I'm disassociating a little bit, honestly. I'm sad. I will say I have nightmares or dreams about the show every single night, featuring cast members here, old cast members, me being on air for a bit and forgetting what I'm doing, the final show wrapping up. Like, it's definitely, and I think that's my mind's way of dealing with it. I started the show when I was 25, then I was off mic, and now I'm 40. And so it's been a huge chunk of my life and work career. And I think I'm sad to see the show go. I'm sad that we won't be able to talk to the listeners every day. But most of all, I'm sad that I won't get to see the people in the studio every single day. You know, your coworkers, but your friends as well. And when you have the type of job that involves sharing some of your deepest, darkest fears and secrets with people in studio, it's very hard to like go from seeing these people every day to all of a sudden not. And it's not like we can't call and text, but
it's not the same.
It's not the same. And I just, I, it's very different. And I think with anybody who's ever gone through a life transition, a job change, whatever, knows that feeling of the unknown and being scared of what's next. And although I am working at Pioneer with Bert, like there are going to be changes there as well. So it's just a lot. But yeah, I've right now disassociating and ignoring what's going on. And maybe the final day it'll hit.
How about you, Rebecca?
You know, I've worked for this show now for over 4 years. And I wish I could say in my tenure that I've grown as a person, but I'm half the size that I was when I started.
You skinny legend, dude. You're so tiny.
I'm so small. You can't even see me. So it's am I even here? I have a new perspective because I have been through so much while working here. After battling cancer, I'm not afraid because I know as long as I'm alive, anything is possible. And there are so many opportunities that I am excited for ahead. So the only thing I feel is gratitude. I feel so much gratitude for all of you for this amazing adventure. I feel like I gained a voice. I learned so much about who I am. I got to talk about Mudang. I'm just so grateful for you, Bert, for all that you've done for me after all that I've been through. I'm so happy with all of the relationships that I've made here. The only thing I'm afraid of is, like Cassie said, not being able to see everyone every day. But I know that, this is a family, and I feel like these relationships are going to last a lifetime. So I just feel grateful.
As we're sitting here and we're going around the room also, this is a little bit of my worst nightmare also, is that I've told you guys that over the course of 25 years, I feel the responsibility for everybody, not only in this studio, but also in our syndicated markets also that are all depending on us. And that weight has been on me my entire life, right? So as we're going around the room and don't stop doing it, I have been struggling with pangs of guilt. Since I made the decision. I don't need comforting. I see you, Cass. I see you leaning in.
Okay.
It's all right. It's all right. But there are certainly pangs of guilt of like, people's lives are changing.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you guys know that I'm aware of that. Abby?
Well, I think that's totally normal to feel guilty. But at the end of the day, like, you deserve to also have a season of getting to celebrate your career.
Yeah, and this is not what this is about. So yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have even said that right now. Well, I want to know how you guys are right
now. I mean, I think, and for better or for worse, and I've been very upfront about the fact that, like, I can't hide how I feel. Like, I'm a little sleep deprived and tired right now, so I'm a little teary. And also, I think, you know, out of everyone in the studio, I'm probably one of the people whose lives are going to change the most. And last night was really hard at the Taylor Swift thing where like all the listeners are coming up and they're like, so where are you going? What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't want to think about that right now. Like,
you might be working there.
I might be working.
You shouldn't have left.
I shouldn't have left. I was like, somebody hire me as a busboy. And
Abby was telling us earlier also that people at the Taylor Swift thing last night were literally crying to her.
I'm like, I had to console so many people. Like, they're crying more than me right now. I'm like, and it's so cool and so, like, I'm so grateful to have gotten to be a part of something that means so much to people. And how many people get to say that they got to do what they set out to do? Like, when I got into radio, I was like, whatever, I'll do this radio thing. And, you know, if I could say it, I had a dream job, it would be to be on a nationally syndicated show and to get to be a part of people's mornings. And like, it is so rare that you get to set a goal and actually accomplish it and be a part of something. So I think there's a part of me that's sad. That's kind of like, it feels a little bit like a peak, like, okay, I did the thing I said I was going to do. And now it kind of feels like maybe things won't be, maybe everything will be a letdown after that. Like, not to be like, I've peaked, but you know, what do you do after you accomplish the thing you said you were going to do? Like, you have to find new goals. And I'm really trying very hard to see it as an opportunity to become like a better version of myself and to flex muscles I don't want to flex, like being open to change and being open to moving and being open to the unknown. These are all things I don't like. I like stability. I'm a Taurus. I want to sit on my couch and eat cookies and go to a job that I know is going to be there.
But for me, I'm really just trying to open my hands and just say whatever's next is whatever's going to be next. And I'm not good at hiding the fact that I'm not enjoying the process, but I'm really hoping that this time next year I can look back and go, this is exactly what was supposed to happen and how it was supposed to happen. And I'm going to miss my friends and I'm going to miss what we've done and accomplished together. But at the end of the day, like, this is a new direction that the universe is putting us on. And I know we're all going to be better for it.
Okay, now I'm going to the left of the biggest crybaby in the studio. This is Amber.
Please outcry me.
That's why I'm saving Tommy for last. Maybe he's going to say something funny because I know this is going to be heavy.
Many of you do or may or may not know this, but I was a Burt Show P1 way before I applied to be here. And my dream job was to work for Burt when I was in high school. I'm going to be 40 next year. And the last few years of my late 30s, my dream came true. Cassie emailed me, Tommy emailed me, and they told me I had the job. And my mom knew I was going to get it. And it was like my mom got to see me have this dream before she passed. And she got to see me wake up every morning happy to go to work. And that was a beautiful time. So I owe all of you in the studio and in Tommy's studio for literally making my dreams come true that I honestly never thought I would get to experience it. So it's bittersweet, you know. The older you are, you don't know where you're going to go. And the Gen Zs are taking all the jobs. So So I'm just grateful to be able to sit here and cry and have these memories.
All right, Tommy, you better say something funny to get us out of this.
Well, we got Katie, too.
Katie first.
All right. Katie.
Katie's always so even keel, though, man. I got to worry about her crying right now.
Have you ever cried on the Burt Show since you've been here?
Have you ever cried in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've cried in my life. I am an emotional person. I just don't show it to people.
Show it.
No, I'm just ready to sleep in. That's really what I'm looking forward to is sleeping in. This has been a great journey, but I'm looking forward to the next.
Yeah. Katie is the member of the Burt Show that takes a six-hour nap in the middle of the day, wakes up, eats, and then goes to sleep for the night. So she's looking forward to some sleep. Steady sleep. Yeah. All right, Tommy. I am very interested in everybody's future here, but yours, with your wanderlust of getting into your RV and thinking you're going to travel, I think I want that for you so badly.
So when you sat us down and you told us the end date, I tried not to smile too big. Seriously, I was sad, but at the same time, I'm like, this is the thing that I need to convince my wife to let's sell everything and go RVing around the country. And, you know, I came to the Burt Show 14 and a half years ago. And it was at a time where I'd been out of radio a couple of years. I'd worked with Rick Dees, who's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, top 40 radio DJ in the country. And I was out of radio. I was done. And the only person that could have brought me back in was Burt. I wanted either, if I stayed in radio, I'd go to L.A., New York, or Atlanta. And I didn't want to come to Atlanta because I knew you and Jeff, and I didn't want to compete against you guys. Little did I know I'd be working with you for the next 14 and a half years. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity you and Stacy brought me in. And you've done things for me and Renee and for other people on this show that I will never forget. I remember when COVID happened, Burt and Kristen took a pay cut. And Burt did not cut anybody else's pay on the show. And I was ready to take a bullet for you, run through a brick wall, because that's the type of person you are. I mean, I bitch a lot on this side of the glass.
You?
And me and Burt have a contentious relationship. But at the end of the day, we know where we stand with each other, and we respect each other. And, you know, as far as what's next for me, I mean, it's sad for me. I was here the other night late working on audio from old shows, and everybody had gone home. And I did a lap around the building, and I was like, wow, this is it. I mean, I'm only going to do this a few more days. And, I mean, I've been doing radio. I started college radio in the summer of 1989. So that's how long I've been doing radio. And I'm just a couple years younger than Burt.
You didn't have to say that.
And I mean, I think this is my last radio gig. I'm done. I want to find something to do from the road. And there's a couple things out there that I'm looking at. but I want to be able to work from the road and travel and enjoy life. I had an epiphany. It was last October. I think Bert pissed me off during the show. And I thought, you know, my wife and I, two people, we've got this humongous house, which is way more than both of us need. I've got all this crap. And, you know, I'd love to be able to travel and enjoy life with my wife and my dog. And this is going to give me the opportunity to do that. Granted, I find something to do on the road.
Well, it seems to me that because you want to travel in your RV and I want to travel, I should just join you on the road with you and your wife. I mean, we could sit right next to each other in the RV. We could trade off steering the RV.
If you foot the bill, there are some big-ass RVs. I might not even see you.
All right, so for those of you that used to love the Retro Burt Show because we would talk for 45 minutes to an hour and a half and never break, you just got that.
You did.
We did it again. So probably going to spend the rest of the show just playing commercials.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're living in a time right now that if it's not posted on social media, it didn't happen. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going here with Maggie and her relationship with her boyfriend. There was a time, it was last weekend, where I went with Hayden to the Fox Theater to see that Back to the Future musical. And we were having lunch beforehand. And we took a selfie. And I even made the joke that, hey, when you take this selfie, it didn't happen. It's not on social media. So Hayden hates everything social media, but he took the picture for me. And right before I posted it, I asked myself, like, why am I posting this? Like, why am I doing this? Am I doing it for cred? Hey, you're a good dad. And then I decided I'm not going to do it. It happened.
It's like
the most authentic parts of our life aren't authentic because we have to, like, get cred somehow for it.
Well, I mean, that's what social media is.
It's stupid.
It's stupid, but also not, because by sharing our lives and being vulnerable, you create more empathy in the world.
Yeah, but I mean, posting a picture with me and my kid at the Fox Theater is not going to help in that area.
But can I be honest? For me, it's a time capsule. Like, mm-hmm. It's nice to have all that there.
Isn't that your camera roll?
It's easier. No, because that's got, do you know how many photos I take of things and then I leave it on there and then I don't delete? My photos on my iPhone are a hot mess. And so for my Instagram, I feel like it's accurately curated and I can see like these like little glimpses and snaps of my life in different eras. And it's for me, I think it can be more than one thing. Let's acknowledge that. I think you can be showing off. I can think you can need validation. I think you can be using it for connection. I think you can be using it to like instill humor. I think it can be a lot of things, but we have to take,
We have to take accountability and be like, there's a lot of validation that comes with certain posts.
100%. You just have to define what social media means for you. And for me, like, the time capsule thing is huge. Like, on Snapchat, I'll get random snaps of things I did at the University of Florida sophomore year. It's me hungover on the floor of my dorm room. And I would have thought in the moment, this is dumb. Why am I taking this photo? I don't want to see that. But meanwhile, like, 8 years later, I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, I remember that day. And I wouldn't have thought about it otherwise.
Yeah, maybe I'm just old.
I think you are.
Here's Maggie, who feels this also, because a lot of times now relationships aren't official until they're social media official.
Oh, right? Yeah, you got to go Insta official.
Got to go Insta official. And Maggie's boyfriend does not want to do this. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm okay. But yeah, it's just this issue with my boyfriend, it feels small, but it's kind of just bugging me a little, and it's making me feel a little bit insecure. About him not wanting to be, you know, Instagram official, quote unquote. Like,
you want to hard launch the relationship.
Media. Yeah, kind of. I guess exactly. I'm a big social media person. I'm on everything. I want to post my vacation pics. I want to post pictures with my friends. Like, you know, my dog being cute. So obviously, like, I want to have my boyfriend on there and not feel weird about posting him, or that, you know, it's, you know, it feels like a big deal. Like, you know, I'm not trying to, like, brag or anything. I just want to, you know, show off people I love. And, you know, he's obviously a huge part of my life now.
Is it socially acceptable to launch that one picture and make a deal with your dude who doesn't really like this whole social media world? He's very private, which you got to totally respect. Just to let the world know, this is my man, and then not post anything else about him?
I mean, I just, like, he's just really anti-social media, and he has an account and he posts, but he's just not, like, he prefers that I don't post about him.
Yeah.
I think he never posts about me. And so he says it's not real life, like, you know, and it causes drama. Like, you know, you're showing off things and people are getting ideas about the things that you're putting out there. But, you know, he wants to stay private, but I would just like to, you know, just show off and have fun with him.
Yeah, I totally get it to an extent. And I would feel totally fine with this if this was just about his social media. But for him to put rules around what you can and cannot post, to me, feels like he doesn't want to be private. He wants to be a secret.
I feel like there's got to be a discussion. You feel like he's saying this should be a secret, like he's hiding something?
To me, if you are saying do not post a picture of me on your social media, that says to me you want to be a secret. Now, if you don't want to share me on your social media, that's your prerogative, that's your page, that's your home, your social media home. But to tell me that I can't put you on my social media and I can't share you and our relationship in the way that feels organic to me, feels like you just don't want people to know that we're dating.
We're so late today that I feel like we got to kind of cut this a little short. So if you, Kristen, were going to give one piece of advice here to her moving on, what would it be?
I think you need to have the talk and why this is important to you. And I don't know if this is a deal breaker per se, but
right.
Like, Abby, it's a red flag. Mm-hmm. This is a red flag for me. Okay. This ain't a red flag. This is a siren. Yeah. Wee, break up with him.
No.
I think this is the world we live in now. I think you got to sit him down this weekend and you got to go, okay, we need to figure out what we're going to do. Because if he's very private and you want to share this, that is a game changer. That is a breaker right there. So have the talk with him this weekend and hit us back on Monday.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, bye, Maggie.
This is The Bird Show.
I accidentally stained the toilet at the gym I work out at.
Oh my God, ew.
What?
Hold on. Wait, let's play a game.
What
could a lady stain a toilet with?
No, let's not do this.
Option A, was it your spray tan? B, was it your period blood?
Oh, God. I know I'm bad, but we got to stop. We got to stop.
I accidentally stained the toilet at Pinnacle Fitness, and I was hella embarrassed.
Okay, let me paint the picture for you. And you know what, guys? I'm in my I give zero F's era, so just embrace it, which is why I'm sharing this TMI. So you all know I've talked about it ad nauseum with my UTI struggles over the years, but I finally got it under control, okay? I got my UTIs under control, and it had been like a year since I had one.
You have taught me over the years, because I always thought UTIs were a product of just doing it all weekend long, and then something happens to the parts and all the chemistry down there, and that's how it gets jacked up. But you don't even have that kind of fun.
You thought she was bragging?
Yeah, right? No, that is not the case. No, I mean, and we've tried to get to the, I saw a urologist, the whole, like, whatever. But I don't know, I don't, my, anyway, we're not going to go veer down UTI lane.
No, talk about your urethra a little more.
Yeah. But that is not the reason, no. which makes me sad for you.
Yes, it was not. However, I've been doing really good, but we had a little relapse. So on Monday, I ended up with a rager of a UTI, like they always are. They come on fast, they come on furious.
You was in studio. It was in studio when it hit you the other day.
And thank God for Cassie, who has Instacart, and she Instacarted me some AZO, and I went to urgent care right after the show. And this was my own fault. What had happened was I did have a lovely time with my husband at the wedding in Kentucky. But on top of that, I drank too much alcohol, did not drink enough water, did not have my flush with me, and did not have the antibiotic I'm supposed to take within 1 hour of sexual activity. So I screwed myself. I set myself up for failure, right?
That's a lot to do if you're just going to have sex.
Tell me. No wonder she's doing it.
Yeah, I wonder why. I get it.
All right. It's like a four-hour routine.
I've got questions. You have to carry around a flush with you?
Well,
or is it like a pill?
No, it's like a powder you put in water. It's like a urethra flush or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were like spraying stuff.
Urethra flush.
I'm not bidetting my hoo-ha,
that's
okay?
That's what I thought you were doing. Okay.
Maybe you should.
Maybe, Abby, maybe. So now I'm on these meds, which turns your urine into this frightful shade of orange. Like, it is neon bright orange. And my urine's also concentrated. So I'm trying to drink water. I'm trying to flush this stuff out. And I'm at the gym and I have to pee. So I go pee. And of course, it is that bright orange. And I flush. And the entire toilet bowl is bright orange. Like, it didn't, like, it would. And normally it goes down, like it'll be a hint. So I'm panicking in the bathroom at the gym. So I grab toilet paper and I try scrubbing like the inside of the toilet bowl. Not coming off. And I'm like, so they had a toilet brush. So I'm there at Pinnacle Fitness in the bathroom with their toilet brush. You're scrubbing, like scrubbing the toilet, trying to get this orange dye from my UTI urine off of the toilet. And it's not budging.
You're better than me because anytime there's an incident in a public bathroom that I can't resolve, yeah. I just walk out like one of those cool guys in films when there's an explosion.
Slow motion behind you.
I was like, not my problem.
So somebody came in and had to clean that bathroom and they're going to be like, what the?
Just a little water. She should drink just a little water. Yeah. Just try it.
Yeah.
The Bird Show starts the day right. Stimulate and tickle your brain in the morning. It's good for you. The Bird Show. Funny starts here.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every...
This is The Bird Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
if you listen to the new Taylor Swift track, almost, or God, I've already forgotten it. I'm on 2 hours of sleep. Actually, Romantic. You're going to hear this and go, that's a pretty shady song. I wonder who she's singing about. And while we'll never hear it from Taylor's lips. Oh my God, I'm literally running out of words.
Bless your little heart. You made it all the way here, though.
You did.
She was out late last night doing this listening party with the radio station that started at 10 o'clock. Unheard of, in the middle of a night.
That is normally when I'm in deep REM sleep for the morning show. So anyway.
What time did you get home? Like 1:30?
I got home at 1, but I still felt like in order to be prepared for the show, I needed to listen to the album again.
Shut up, Abigail.
So I laid in bed and I just listened to the other tracks because I didn't want to come in and be like, yeah, I don't know what songs I like, because then what's the point of going to the listening party? Mm-hmm. So I probably fell asleep around like 2:15, and then I woke up at 5.
Did you hear that, radio stations? Who wouldn't hire her?
The dedication to her craft.
Yes.
Wow, I love the radio, and the people like to listen to me, and I'm really tuned in with what the people like. So you're going to hear the song Actually Romantic, and you're going to be like, oh my God, she's throwing shade at some woman out there, and the Swifties have already found their theories as to who they think it is. And luckily for us, we have somebody in here representing that other fandom, because we've now got to go head to head as to who is right in this beef that we know actually nothing about. So in the left corner, it's social media producer Rebecca representing Charlie XCX's fan base. And in the right corner, it's me. Taylor Swift.
At the risk of sounding totally and completely out of touch, while I do know the name, I just can't associate the song with Charlie XCX. So what are the songs?
So Charlie XCX, you would know as the head of Brett Summer. She is very edgy and cool. She just got married to somebody who's in the 1975. And she has a song that is allegedly about Taylor Swift called Sympathy is a Knife. She's saying, I couldn't even be her if I tried. Basically saying, even though I'm insanely jealous and insecure around this person, allegedly being Taylor Swift, she literally couldn't be Taylor if she tried.
So if we are forming a storyline between good and evil, which is what really great storylines are all made up of, we know what Taylor's story is. It's in our face every single day. What is Charlie XCX's story that makes you so tied to her?
So honestly, Abby has talked a lot about how this seems like Taylor's most vulnerable album. Well, Brat.
No, not most vulnerable, most open.
Oh, most open. This Brat was Charlie XCX's most vulnerable album. People think of it as like a party album. They see like 360 and all those songs, but she was so open about death, about wanting to have a child, about being a rising pop star, being insecure about her place as a woman in this like sphere. And just bop after bop and banger after banger. There was a reason it made such a cultural moment this summer. Brat Summer was a real thing. So the gays and girls love Charlie.
Okay, it doesn't sound like there's anybody here to dislike.
So let me explain where the beef is coming from. Charlie XCX, technically, if this is about Taylor Swift, technically took the first punch by saying, I really don't like being around this person. I wish she wasn't backstage at my boyfriend's shows, because she used to date Matty Healy, who was in the 1975 with Charlie XCX's now husband. So technically, she's taking the first swing, but the song, admittedly, from like a Swifties perspective, it's not really malicious. She's just like, I don't like this girl and I do not want to be around her. So apparently, this new song off of Taylor's album, Actually Romantic, is so brutally honest about her opinion about Charlie and how, I guess, Charlie talks so much smack about her and just spends so much of her time and attention hating on Taylor that she's like, I'm coming out with this track. She's basically saying, you're so obsessed with talking about me to your now husband and to everybody else about how much you don't like me that it's kind of like you're flirting with me because you're so obsessed with talking about me all the time. So now there are two fandoms going head to head online saying, who's in the right? Is Charlie XCX a mean girl and talking smack about smack behind Taylor Swift's back? Or is Taylor the mean girl for looking at this very vulnerable track that Charlie put out and is being brutally honest for no reason?
Call me Taylor Swift, because I'm about to ruin the friendship. I'm so mad about this.
You're so mad?
I'm so mad. And I wish I wasn't, because I do not want to have this many feelings about Taylor Swift. But when I saw the leaked lyrics of this Taylor Swift song, I thought, ha, that's hilarious. That's so funny that a fan would make this up. And then it was real. And I was very embarrassed for Taylor Swift, because this just shows she had a fundamental misunderstanding of Sympathy is a Knife, which is the Charlie XCX song that is allegedly a diss about Taylor Swift, because that song is a nuanced take about how she feels insecure around Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift is this mega icon. She's not saying I could never be like her, I don't want to be. She's saying I am insecure around her, and so being vulnerable, I don't want to see her. I don't want to see her when she was dating Maddie Healy, which isn't what you guys wanted. You wanted them to break up.
We did.
What's wrong with that?
We did, but Taylor cared deeply about Maddie Healy. For what reason, I don't know. But to now take to paint a larger photo, I don't think Charlie was wrong for putting that song out about having insecurities around Taylor. I just don't think we know the full story. So for more context, Taylor Swift allowed Charlie XCX to open up for her on the Reputation Tour, which gave her a huge platform to put out her music. And then she's going to go behind her back and allegedly talk smack about her and hate on this girl that, honestly, I would put out that song too if I did all that for you. And you're just going to hate on me? Good
Listen,
riddance.
I'm just taking everything that they put out, and here's what I have to say. Everyone do cocaine for Charlie XCX tonight and write a song about it.
Okay.
Drugs!
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.